You headed to Hilton Head? Might not want to get in the water. Did you hear about this? They're just now addressing this. Confirmed 3 shark attacks just in July. An all-time high number. The Island Packet out there in Hilton Head, South Carolina, asking the question, are there more sharks in Hilton Head Island? Surf now? 3 bites in July? That's a lot. Because what have we always been told about these sharks? They're super rare, right? So don't even worry. Just go in the water. Don't think about it. They're also sighting far more sharks off the shore than they ever did before, too. Black tips, great whites, lemon sharks, tiger sharks. They'll eat you whole. Bulls, the most ferocious shark in terms of willingness to bite, and hammerheads. Sounds like fun, right? That's what you're looking for on your vacation. Well, here's what's actually happening, they think. There was no fisheries regulation till the 70s, and the waters off our shores were largely so overfished, there wasn't as much for sharks to eat. There weren't as many of them. They couldn't survive. But the bill passed in 1976, the Magnuson-Stevens Fishery Conservation and Management Act, put in place laws for long-term economic sustainability. We've seen a boom in the fish population, and you know what that means? Interesting. So look, for most of the time, humans have been going in the water because it wasn't really popular even 100 years ago to go to the beach. That wasn't something you would do. Most of the time humans have been going in the waters have been overfished. Nobody actually knows how dangerous it would be to go in the water if we ever got back to the healthy native levels of fish in the water. But we may find out off Hilton Head. 3 attacks in July alone. So, if you're going to the beach, enjoy. Joining me now is South Carolina State Treasurer Curtis Loftus. Good morning, sir.
How are you?
Good. All right, so
I want to hear.
Yeah, absolutely, and you'll be even better. It'll be a burden off your shoulders to know that college is paid for, and this is College Savings Month, right?
That's right. Everybody gets a month, and I got mine, College Savings Month. We're excited that you give me the time to talk. You know, Future Scholar, South Carolina's College Savings Program, is considered to be one of the best in the country. It's a great thing. The Journalist Assembly set it up, and they looked at the treasurers, and they said, here, you run this. We got a few rules. Make it simple, make it cheap, and make it work. And with those rules, we've been able to grow the program from a $1 billion program to a $6.6 billion program. And we do so because it's tax advantage. You can save for not just college, not just, you know, that 4 years or graduate school, but for tech school, for trade schools, for culinary schools, for any sort of school that's accredited, including private school K-12 tuition.
Now,
that kind of flexibility everybody wants in.
Yeah, and that is huge, a $6 billion fund. I mean, there's only 5 million of us in the state, so that's a lot of people saving for college using your Future Scholar plan, Curtis Loftus. Interesting. In South Carolina, you can deduct 100% of your contributions on your state income tax return?
Yes, the state tax deduction there for South Carolina residents. And then when the money goes into the account, it grows tax-free, both federal and state, which is a fantastic thing. And then when you pull it out for accredited expenses, it's tax-free again. So you beat that tax man 3 times. And, you know, if you start early, and we had a young college girl, I don't know if you can say that, a college lady, open an account on herself when she was like 21 or 2 years old. She knew she'd get married 25 or 30, and she'd have a child, but she wanted that extra 5 or 10 years to let her money grow. And it's just genius. So if you're a grandma, a grandpa, you start those accounts for your kids or grandkids before they are even here. And again, with any type of investing and saving, the longer you have the money there, the better it is.
And this makes such a great gift, too, especially now in the time when kids only want online games. They don't want things anymore. And so I'm always having family members, you know, what do I do? What do I give? I don't know. And they may not, you know, they may not love it now because it's not Roblox, but boy, they'll love it when it's paid for and they don't have to borrow money, right?
That's right. I refuse to play the game stuff because every child I know and don't know, you meet them, they've got everything they need.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't think that, right? But they do. They far more than what we had as children. I have 8 because I have nephews and nieces. I have 8 college savings programs that I started and funded for my nieces and nephews, and I'm glad I did it. It's easy to do. You start by going to FutureScholar.com. FutureScholar.com. It's an easy website to manage. If for some reason you can't manage it, there's an 800 number, and there's somebody that's a real professional there that can help you. And it takes about 30 minutes. There are no fees. You don't have to put money in then. But once you've got that account, then you can talk to your mom, your dad, your best friend, your boss, or whoever. And they'll help, too. Say, you know, don't buy a little Bobby that blue sweater. Put that 50 or 100 bucks into the account. And over time, it makes a difference. Tara, you know people firsthand. We all do. Debt from being in college runs their life. It tells them where they live, what town they live in, what kind of work they're going to do, how many hours they work a week. The point of Future Scholar is that you can send your child or your loved one to the type of education they want and they need without that bone-crushing debt. And it's one of the best things the General Assembly's ever done. You know, Greenville's got people like Bruce Banister and all that protect this program because they know how important it is. So we've always got to lean back onto it and just be proud of it. And if we can help you, we want to do just that.
And you go to FutureScholar.com. Super easy to open up the account. You can have it automatically drafted every month if you want. I know because I've had Future Scholar account, and it's surprising, Curtis Loftus, how fast the money builds up in there.
I've been treasurer for 14 years now. There were people who started an account when I was in my first and second and third years. Some of those kids are out of college now. If I walk through a mall or go to a party or someplace, I'll hear people say, hey, we started our program and our kid's out and he doesn't have any debt.
That's awesome.
That's just a fantastic thing. We're just so fortunate that the state gives us this opportunity. If government was this good in everything, we'd all be big government guys, right? This is a good program because it's all private dollars.
Fantastic. Again, Curtis Loftus, where can folks find Future Scholar?
FutureScholar.com. FutureScholar.com. That's where you need to be this weekend, not in the beach at the beach in Hilton Head.
Yeah, getting eaten by sharks, apparently.
That's right. Why would a shark want a bony fish when he can get into a big, fat, obese leg from a good American from New Jersey?
That's what I think, too, Treasurer. But the problem is I think these scientists, I don't think they're being completely straight up with us. You know what I mean? Don't worry. He doesn't want to eat you. I'm not convinced.
I quit with the beach when I saw a Japanese whaling crew eyeing me from the beach. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, no, it's time for me to quit.
Uh-oh.
And I'm out of here.
Uh-oh. Curtis Loftus.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD.